We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Call me and drop me into the Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our special guest co-host, Big Sue, K97 Memphis. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking 800-585-1051. A gentleman called this morning during Get It Off Your Chest and was talking about his book, Marriage Rules in Dating. All right. And we were talking about, should you use marriage rules in dating? 800-585-1051. Charlamagne said no.
Yeah, I agree with him. I don't think marriage rules should be implied in dating. Or not implied, or imposed. I don't know what that word I'm looking for. But marriage rules should not be involved when you're just dating somebody. When you're just dating somebody, you're dating them. You know what I mean? And as y'all grow in the relationship, then you start to say to yourself, oh, this is somebody I may want to be with, you know, as a husband, as a wife. And then that might start to evolve into what looks like more of a marriage. And then hopefully you get engaged and then you actually become married. But if you're just dating a person, you ain't got no reason to be treating that person like a husband. And you ain't got no reason to be treating that person like a wife if y'all just dating.
Sue?
You know what? I got to co-sign that. I think sometimes people get to dating and they're too early in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then they start, you know, dating with a marriage mind is one thing. But starting too early before you really know a person, that's when you run into problems.
Mm-hmm. See, I also think there's different stages of dating, right? There's young dating where I think people are young and they're just out having fun. But I think there's also mm-hmm. an age where it's like people are ready to find that right person. And in that situation, I feel like you almost have to have marriage rules because you don't want nobody to waste your time.
That causes a lot of problems.
You want to make sure that that person has the same aspirations, the same inspiration, the same ethics, the same morals, even when it comes to financing and it comes to credit, it comes to, because you're trying to build a life mm-hmm. with this person, and if their values don't fit with yours, you want to know early before you waste your time, because you could be in a situation for a year and you're mm-hmm. wasting your time with that sure. person.
A lot of people lose people like that, though. Because, you know, you be a man or a woman that's really looking for marriage. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really looking
like
for
love. Like, you're chasing
love,
it, right.
and then you get with a person that might be 40-something, 50-something that don't want that. That person might have already been divorced, or that person may have never wanted to be married, and not, being that you want such a major commitment, they falling back from you like, oh.
But don't you want to know that early if that person's not on that same vibe as you? If you're ready to rock, lock, and you know, do it now, and they like, nah. Yeah, don't you want to know early before I waste my time, waste my birthdays, waste my Valentine's?
Yeah, tell me so we don't even go on a date.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't go in placing real heavy expectations on it early in the relationship.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Lake, what up, Lake?
What's up, man? What's going on, Evan?
Hey, how you feeling, brother?
What's up, Charlotte, man?
Peace, King.
Good morning, Big Soup.
Hey, good morning.
All right, on the topic of dating and marriage rules, in my opinion, I want to say that first, so it's just my opinion. Dating is an interview for marriage. It's an extended interview. Your interest in the position is shown in your performance. Mm. So if you're going to show up and step butter the interview, you're not interested.
I think it's a difference in seeing if somebody is marriage material as opposed to laying down marriage rules, right? Because like the things that you give a person in marriage, when you are dealing with an individual, you can say to yourself, man, this is somebody that I would do all of that for. So I think what he's saying is true. I just think that, you know, when you're dating somebody, you're realizing that they are marriage material. That don't mean you should apply the marriage rules yet.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what up, this is Dingo.
Hey, Dingo, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's been a minute. How y'all feeling?
Blessed, black, and highly favored.
Good, brother.
That's what I'm talking about. M.A., how you feeling, my brother? You good? You good? Charlamagne, God, I love you, my brother.
Love you too, Dingo.
Big Sue, what? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good. Representing Memphis. I like that. You sound great.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, my take on this whole situation. I just recently started dating a nice young lady. We're like a couple weeks in. And, you know, it's real important to make your intentions clear when you're dating. Like, those first couple dates are very vital to express yourselves and what you guys want in the relationship, because it'll make the dating process that much simpler. Mm. You know, we have that understanding now. We know that we're dating with intention, and we're just not putting the pressure on, like, a time frame. We're just letting things go day by day, and we're enjoying each other's company, and that's really all you got to do. And then once that blossoms into something else, we go see where it goes.
I agree with you. Thanks, so Dingo. Much, Dingo. Because like dating, absolutely, dating is a process, right? It's a process in which two people get to know each other better. Marriage, man, is when two people make a commitment to be together for the rest of their lives. You're not getting that if we just dating.
Yeah, but you got to get to that. But you got to make sure that y'all align the same. You know what I mean? Because you could be wasting a lot of time with people. You know what I mean? Some people, one side might be in it for fun, and another side might be in it for the long distance. But you want to know these things now, and you want to know if you're compatible, if everything actually matches.
That's why you date. You date to learn all of that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up, Envy? This Q. This is Mr. Don't Put Marriage Rules in Dating himself.
Oh, yeah, you wrote the book. Yeah, we talk about you this morning.
Sell your book.
Yeah, I wanted to elaborate on it, you know. I could definitely give some commentary context to that.
Go ahead, King. Sell your book, King.
You know, it's like this. You know, a lot of people get into relationships, and they ask the wrong things. They try to find out the wrong things. You got to know who your mate is. You understand? I want to know how you was raised. I want to know if you had both parents. I want to know if you carrying some trauma, some PTSD.
Right.
I want to know everything about you. You know, people talk about what the obvious, what they like, the superficial stuff. But I want to know what I probably won't like. Like, give me the other stuff. Let me get to know who you are. What's you know how you was raised?
I agree with you.
You got brothers?
I think I agree.
You got sisters?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Q.
Absolutely.
800-585-1051. We're asking, do you guys put marriage rules into dating? That is the question. Should you? Let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Daddy calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Big Sue, of course, K97 Memphis. And we're asking 800-585-1051, do you guys put marriage rules into dating? I kind of feel like you have to, though. I kind of feel like if that's what you want as a goal. You want to get the, I don't want to say the duds, but the duds out the way early.
Yeah, but what about the process? I was about to say dating is the process. You're going through the process. You're learning a person. You're getting to know somebody better.
Like, I'm not saying you give me the ring the first day. I'm just saying...
Not even the ring, the commitment that comes with the ring. Marriage is a commitment to be together for the rest of your life.
Correct.
With a person. I'm not going in there giving somebody that energy. I'm just dating.
Sherry!
Hello.
Hey, good morning, mama.
Good morning.
What's your thoughts?
Honestly, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you clearly.
Oh, Lord, she want to get married tomorrow.
Okay. Honestly, I feel like in those relationships, I feel like marriage rules kind of make them wear their way, depending on how connected you are in the relationship you're in. I think rules kind of bring themselves into the relationship that you're in, especially out of respect. I don't feel like you said, you should be treated like a wife or a husband, because there to me there are levels to roles in relationships, but certain rules just find their way in there. And if you respect yourself and know yourself, then you can have a conversation with the person that you're with, and you guys can be mutually agree on certain aspects of your relationship.
Mm. Okay. Thank you, Mama. Reggie, good morning.
Good morning. Just want to touch on the marriage subject, on the roles or whatever.
Yes, sir.
And I feel like, man, it's definitely marriage roles that, you know, single people shouldn't get. Like, next week is my 3-year anniversary, and, you know, for 3 years ago, I couldn't see myself giving a woman passcode to my phone, sharing my location indefinitely, always have to respond to and stuff like that. Man, look. It's completely different, but I love it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going on 3 years. You know, I wouldn't change for the world, but it's definitely a difference in roles that should be separate from marriage and dating.
And we all know the difference because we've all been in situations where we were dating, and we've all been in, well, not all of us, but most of us, we're all married is what I'm
correct.
Saying. We know the difference between dating and marriage.
Right.
So, yes, there's certain things that you are doing in a marriage that you wouldn't think of doing with somebody you just dating.
Coach David.
Yo, what's going on? DJ NB Charlamagne the God, how y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Say what up to Big Sue.
Big Sue, how you doing, beloved? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right. Listen, you asked a very good question earlier, the difference between being married and being, you know, just dating. You know, as a man of a certain age and being married to my wife over 21 years, I look at it like this. There's a difference between dating and courting. If you're dating, you know, we're just being friends, we're being friendly, being cool, we can know each other, you know, we go out on a few dates, when we're courting, that's a different situation. I'm probably meeting your parents at some point. We're preparing for marriage. So there's a level of commitment that's there. You gotta think about it like this. You want eggs and bacon in the morning, right, for breakfast.
Turkey bacon.
There's a different level of commitment between a chicken and a pig. A chicken can give an egg and still live. That pig got to give his life for us to eat bacon. So there's a different level of commitment. When you marry...
Are you calling your wife a pig?
Come on, man. I know Charlamagne. How I know you was going to do that, bro.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
I'm hungry now.
I don't want to call my wife no pork, bro.
Come on, man.
I get what you're saying, though. I respect what you're saying.
Beef bacon, my guy. Beef bacon.
Okay. I get what you're saying, though. I do understand what you're saying.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Coach is basically saying be pork. Is what
I'm hungry now.
That's what he's saying, be pork.
Actually, he made a really good point, the difference between, you know, like courting and just dating. Yes. Because some people are just dating and marriage isn't in the cards. They enjoy dating. They like the companionship. Marriage isn't a goal for them. And you need to know that.
I never thought about that either. There is levels, right? Because I guess it's dating. And then I didn't realize courting is when you're about to take it to that next level, which is probably the engagement, then marriage. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, there are definitely levels. All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral. Dating is a process. You know what I'm saying? Marriage is a commitment. You know? Can't give somebody the commitment while you're just going through the process.
All right. All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report. Big Sue, what are we talking about in the rumors this time?
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about Michael Orr.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I laughed at that yesterday so much because I always knew that day was up to no good in that damn house. What? I had a whole other theory, okay, that I still think is true, but we'll discuss.
All right, we'll get into that next. Is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.